A few weeks after the dismantling of unlicensed internet transmission networks across Lebanon by teams from Ajuro, the public provider of telecommunications and internet services, where do we stand? This is Beirut provides an update. Contacted by This is Beirut, outgoing Minister of Telecommunications Johnny Korm states that dismantling is progressing slowly because an alternative is needed before cutting off internet access to citizens, otherwise they will bear the brunt, noting that over 600,000 people subscribe to these illegal networks and have been identified. For him, the problem cannot be solved by simply cutting cables and leaving citizens without internet access. He emphasizes that the aim of this plan is for illegal internet providers to connect to the national network. The plan started in the areas of Akrafi and Ras Beirut, where the state is already present in 90% of the districts, indicating that the state network exists. It is easier to start there before expanding to the entire capital, the minister says. He states that out of 600 illegal distributors, 100 have applied to join the national network and have provided the ministry with maps of their networks. Korm reveals that the delay is also due to the Court of Auditors not yet approving the government decree. The decree in question allows these illegal distributors to sign a contract with the state to maintain their network after it has been integrated into the state's infrastructure, in exchange for 30% of the revenue. We have allowed these distributors to continue operating by purchasing internet directly from the ministry, via Ajuro, for 3 years. The neighborhood distributor contract is a maintenance contract stating that the network belongs to the state and maintenance is their responsibility. However, without the approval of the Court of Auditors, the ministry cannot sign maintenance contracts as envisaged in the decree or pay maintenance fees, the minister laments. It is worth noting that Ajuro began, a few weeks ago, under the instruction of the competent judicial authorities, to remove infractions and dismantle unlicensed internet transmission networks. Consequently, internet service provided by these networks has been interrupted. This decision is part of the campaign against illegal internet conducted by the Ministry of Telecommunications. The minister reiterated his intention to proceed in protecting the national telecommunications network against any form of violation. This plan aims to regulate illegal internet operations in Lebanon, which cause significant losses to the public treasury, with 60% of internet users in Lebanon being served by illegal providers. As a reminder, internet service to Lebanese citizens is provided by Ajuro, the public and exclusive internet provider in Lebanon, through licensed companies totaling 107, such as IDM, Internet, etc., or via mobile operators Touch and Alpha, which offer 3G and 4G services. Alternatively, it is provided through unlicensed companies commonly known as neighborhood distributors, representing 60% of providers. Legal access providers go through Ajuro, unlike illegal providers who have their networks. Starlink, awaiting a response. Regarding Starlink, a satellite internet service provided by SpaceX, a company founded by Elon Musk, Korm states he is awaiting a response from the company itself. The minister had mentioned last November that Lebanon had obtained a 3-month trial period, during which security services would study the network with daily information provided by Starlink. In the meantime, the ministry's commercial study would be completed.